Chapter 17, Let's Talk Turkey by Willie Snow Etheridge. 17, We Take Out Papers. The roommate returned next morning from the office of the Prudential Lines, slumped into a chair, and announced, "You can stop packing. We aren't sailing tomorrow." "We aren't?" "No, we aren't. And we aren't sailing the next day, nor the next, nor the next." "What are you talking about?" "Just exactly what I'm saying. We aren't sailing any time in the near future." "But why?" "Because the Turks aren't unloading the ship. That's why. They're just letting it sit out there in the middle of the harbor and wait until they get good and ready to unload it. And God knows when that will be. So far, in 2 days, they've unloaded 40 tons. 40 tons! That's an average of 5 tons an hour. And there are 1,600 tons to be unloaded." "My stars, at that rate, we will be here another week." "God, at that rate, we'll be here forever." But the captain hopes, of course, that it won't continue at that rate. "The New York rate of unloading is a minimum of 50 tons an hour, and on certain types of cargo, up to 80 tons. But the Turks are taking their own sweet time. Their attitude is, what the hell is the use of doing today what you can promise to do tomorrow?" "But isn't the entire cargo made of ECA and military supplies that the Turks need desperately?" "Certainly. Every ton of it is either for the economic program or the military setup, but that doesn't seem to cut any ice with the Turks." "Well, if I were the United States government, I would see that it cut some ice. Though personally, I wasn't in the least interested in leaving Istanbul. I found my ire rising at a country's apparent indifference to the aid we were trying to give it. I understood, of course, that in helping Turks, we were first helping ourselves, but still, it looked as if we could cooperate." For once, the roommate agreed with me, though, I must say, reservedly, "Yes, I think we should do something about it. I think a good deal of the trouble lies with the ECA. I understand that with ECA and military supplies and Turkey's step-up of her own mining of chrome and other things, Istanbul is swamped with shipping that she is not equipped to handle. She has the finest possible location for docks, but there are no docks. Ships have to be lashed into lighters, but there are no lighters." "No lighters? Well, a few, but those few the Turks use to unload their own ships, while the ships of other countries wait. Why, they tell me one ship has been waiting for 6 weeks to be unloaded." "Stars! Another thing, they don't begin to have enough warehouses, and the warehouses they have are full. There are millions of dollars of stuff dumped on the open wharves to be carried off when the railroads can handle it. And some shippers don't even want it hauled off. It seems there's a lot of talk about lowering the tariff on some items so the Turks won't take their stocks off the docks or out of the warehouses, for they are afraid they will lose money if they do. It's a mess. I believe nothing we could do for the Turks outside of military help would be so important as providing them with lighters, docks, and modern means of unloading. Theirs are still fearfully primitive." He got up and moved restlessly to the window overlooking the eaglet's nest. For a few seconds, he gazed out, unseeing, and then cried, "Hell, the babies are standing up. Come quick. One of them is out on a limb." I hurried over, but before I could reach the window, his excitement had died down and he groaned, "God, they'll be flying before we can get away from here." "How long does it take them to learn to fly?" "How would I know? But however long it takes, we'll still be here." "Maybe not," I murmured, trying to soothe him. "But even if we are, we're lucky to be here in Istanbul. The air is so wonderful." "Air!" he yelled, as if he couldn't believe his ears. "Good God, you talk as if we don't have air in the United States." A few days later, when only 100 more tons had been unloaded, the roommate began getting together our passports, health certificates, traveler's checks, and other impedimenta to hand over to an official of the consulate to apply for what I understand to be Turkish citizenship papers. "We're staying so long, the Turks now consider us residents," the roommate pronounced, scrambling through the top drawer of his dresser. "Does that mean we lose our American citizenship?" I could scarcely keep a quaver out of my voice. For a long time, the roommate didn't answer. He just stood and stared at me, and then he exploded. "Oh, goddamn, Willie, where have you been all your life? How can you lose your citizenship by spending a summer in Turkey? I'm sure I don't know, but didn't you just finish saying the Turks are now considering us residents? And aren't you getting our papers and things together to take out citizenship papers? No, he spoke wearily as if to a moron. We're simply applying for police identity cards. The Turks allow you to stay a month as a transient on your passport, but after a month, you are no longer a transient. You are a resident and must have a police identity card. But no doubt, in time, we will be citizens, I murmured. No doubt. End of chapter 17.